Stan and Roger, and why?
Yesterday, like 1 hour after we came to the hotel or something like that, I don't know, pretty quickly after we were all at the hotel, you know, we discussed it and took the decision pretty quickly.
Stan, this must have been one of the best doubles you played all the last years together.
Yeah,
no, of course. We played doubles together. Past days of match wasn't that good, but was the fun side. So we're ready to play well, ready to go for the doubles. I think we are both playing well tennis, so it was important to be aggressive on the court and to show that we're going to take the lead and we're going to take the doubles.
You look also, you know, extremely confident. Did it help yesterday playing so well, you know? Do you feel so confident?
Well, I think
different man like last week.
I was in the Masters last week with the quite okay. If you tell me about Shanghai or something like that, I would say okay. But sorry to make only some miss at the Masters.
No. But I mean mentally, of course, after that loss, you know.
I feel great with my game. As I said, it was important to get some confidence, and I feel that I'm playing well, good tennis, I'm great on the courts, a lot of confidence, and you know, I'm here to go for the win, not to expect something else. I need to try everything I have in my racket to win those matches.
And are you writing, you know, a fairy tale, Roger, or not? Or is it true? We can't have him yesterday and today, you know, playing doubles like you do now. It looks like a fairy tale.
Yeah, no, I mean, extremely happy, clearly, that I'm out on court, helping the team and trying to, you know, to get back to winning ways. Very happy, of course, that we played so well today. It's always a pleasure playing with Stan, but I think today we played exceptionally well. And nothing's won really yet, but could be a big point.
Roger, can you bring us just a little bit more up to speed on your back? You know, you talked about it yesterday. It looked like you were moving more freely and more comfortably. It was not covering, you know, as much court as in singles. But you know, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, probably like a doubles is a proper test as well, because you gotta keep serving bowling, you gotta be explosive all the time. So yeah, I'm very relieved to say that I'm actually feeling really well. And yesterday was actually quite an easy match, as in for the body. I didn't have any muscle pain or anything coming in today, and yeah, so a warmer match tomorrow, and I'll try to play my best tomorrow, and hope I'll feel fine again.
Roger, Sam, can you share anything about what David McPherson contributed in terms of preparing for the match and how helpful that was to have another voice, someone who coaches a successful team for so long?
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been very helpful for us. We had a good, long conversation about the doubles, not just yesterday and today, but also the previous days, and I'm so happy that Severin had the idea to contact David and that David was ready to jump on board and help us. You know, tennis and singles is more freestyle, in my opinion. You play the way you feel, and you know, you don't play the tendencies so much, but in doubles, I guess you have to do it a bit more often sometimes. And for me personally, I think we were perfectly prepared. Then obviously, you got to be able to execute it, and I think Stan did that unbelievably well today. And I tried to keep up, and Severin kept us motivated and going, so it was a cool last sort of 24 hours, I must say.
Did any of you have any expectation of which French team was going to turn up for the doubles? Because I think most people thought it was going to be Songa rather than Beneteau.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we talked about the possibilities the French have, and but honestly, I wasn't sure. You know, they have a few possibilities. So it was more about preparing ourselves the best possible way. And then, like Roger said, you know, I think it was a big advantage that David knows all the French players, doubles players in general, well. You know, so 1 hour before the match, he could really go into the details. We were already talking this week, so it was great preparation.
Okay, last question.
Roger.
Can you tell us a bit how you felt physically yesterday?
how compared to today compared to yesterday, and how if you feel they're going to be at 100% tomorrow in terms of the back.
I mean, that's my mindset right now. I'm honestly, this is like the last question I'll answer about my back. I'm fine now, and I understand you want to know everything about it, but I know as much as you do now. I've been very open and honest about everything, and for me it's just about now, whatever it feels like, I feel like I am at 100%, so, and I'll give it 100%, and that's all I can do right now. Medical team, coaching team, Stan, the rest of the guys have all been unbelievably supportive and helpful through the tough times this last week and also yesterday. So this match is clearly going to lift all our spirits, especially mine, and then I'll come out tomorrow and give it everything I have.
Question to Luti. Since you always answer straight the questions, I'd like to know, who do you consider played better today? Who did you surprise more? Roger, who lost only 9 points, missed 9 service games, or Wawrinka, who returned pretty well the whole match?
It's not a question I'm thinking about. I think they played both great, you know, honestly. And it's sometimes one guy is playing better at one moment and sometimes the other one. So,
can you try to give an answer?
No, but you always ask...
I know.
No, but seriously, we don't care. They played both well, and I think it was also really good today. You know, sometimes you have like periods where one guy is returning well and the other guy is not returning well. So I think today it fit together well. Also, you know, they were both maybe at the same moment very good at the return, so they could do the break. So I'm just happy that we won.
Thank you.
Thank you. On passe à Allemand et Français maintenant.